Well, good morning. My name's Steve Innes, and it's my privilege to be the current chair of Christians in Schools Trust. And I'm just going to share with you a little bit about the Trust before Sarah shares with you the exciting stuff. Okay, so Christians in Schools have been serving all types of schools and the church in the Stockport area for over 25 years. We've been around quite a while, and we are currently based at St. Matthew's Church House in Edgeley. Our calling is to share what we know with future generations, the good deeds of our Lord. That's what our heart and our passion is, and we do that by employing workers to go into schools throughout the SK area and tell them about Jesus and what Jesus can be and mean to them. And we also hope to follow the commandment to make disciples. And we do that by working with the church. We can't evangelize in schools. We can't disciple young people. That is the role of the church. And it's our passion and our heart to work with the church to see young people come to know the Lord as their Savior. So our mission is to share the relevance of the Christian faith with young people, to support and promote excellence in religious education and assemblies and schools work. And it's interesting how some teachers and heads say about our workers, it's great to have the professionals in. So we know that what we're striving to do is of good quality. We don't want to do anything that's not the best. We're doing it for Jesus. We want it to be the best we can. And our third mission statement is to partner with Christian communities in providing opportunities for children and young people to explore the Christian faith. In the recent survey that SU, Scripture Union, did, they discovered that 95% of the young people today in this country have no contact whatsoever with the church. And our aim is to try and reduce that number, try and reduce that percentage by bringing young people into contact with the church. So we are an associated trust of Scripture Union, but we are not funded by them. Our current staff team, this is Emma, our team leader, and Emma works both in primary and secondary schools, very creative person. And then we have Jen, and Jen works in mainly in secondary schools, although she does do a little bit of primary work. And then we have Josh and this funny lady called Sarah, who some of you will know. And Josh and Sarah work in primary. Josh tends to work on the north of Stockport and the east, and Sarah tends to work on the south of Stockport and in the west area. We also have two volunteers at present, Alison Walsh and Ev Speak, and they help in a voluntary way with our workers. Both of these actually are ex-teachers, so they're handy people to have around. So our staff team sometimes go into schools and do, say, assemblies on their own, just a one-off things, but they also do projects as a team, and sometimes they need the volunteers to go with them and trustees. So if we're doing an RE day, we may do an RE day in a school. We might need up to, you know, 8 or 10 workers to do it, because we're doing it all across a certain year group, and if they've got 4 or 5 classes or 4 classes in a year group, we need quite a few workers. So in addition to RE, here are some of the things that we do. We do special projects for Christmas, Easter, Harvest, Remembrance Day. We do a special project for anti-bullying, which is coming up in November. We do It's Your Move, which is a transition from year 6, that's top of primary, into secondary. Young kids today are scared stiff of going to this big school, so we do a project. And that's an SU, Scripture Union, projects that we use. We do storytelling, and Sarah will share a little bit more about what we do in storytelling, but we use Diary of a Disciple. We also have a menu of assemblies for the academic year each week. We do RE days, using some of our projects, and that can be, some schools nowadays will just do RE one day a term, and they'll do it for the whole day. So we go in and work all day with schools. We support holiday clubs in schools and in churches. We've had the privilege of actually doing holiday clubs in the summer holidays in a school. That's been great, but also we work with churches who do holiday clubs in the summer or Easter holidays in their churches. We do mental health awareness. We do mentoring, group work, working with the SU material called Rooted. We do Faith in Arts Week, so that's something that might go throughout the week, looking at faith in art. We also do lots of lunchtime clubs, worship clubs, jam clubs, craft clubs, all sorts of different clubs, lots of things going on. It's great when a school says to us, you know, you're going into a hostile environment almost, and a school will say to us, would you like to run a worship club? You know, it's great. And so we're excited when we do that. And we teach young people Christian songs, which they can then use in their school assemblies and give them, you know, more up-to-date stuff to use. And the children love it. You know, they love to get involved with it. And that's a great way to get the Christian faith, you know, into the schools. We do after-school clubs. We do lots of church visits with schools. And then we do another club that we run is a Guardians of Ancora, which is a SU computer club, basically, and we do lots of other stuff. So we are to be salt and light in our schools, and we have contacts with over 50 schools in the SK area. We provide them with around 250 individual sessions per term, lasting from a 30-minute assembly to full-day workshops, or even a week. And to do all that costs us £1,300 a week around. It's a struggle, I can tell you. We have to try and make sure that the purse stretches, but we are so thankful that God supplies our needs. So, I know this is a church that has supported Christians in schools for many years, and I want to say a big thank you. Thank you to you as a church for your faithfulness in supporting us. We need churches who will stick with us over years, and I know this church has supported us in lots of ways, prayerfully, financially, and people inquiring about our workers. You've supported us also in supporting Sarah in recent years, you know, preparing her for this ministry to which she's now been called. So a big thank you for putting up with her for I don't know how many years you did, but there we are. You've done well, and now she's working for us, and it's a privilege for us to have her working for us. She's great, and we get on with her well. So at present, all our support does come from the church and from individual Christians in the local area. However, our work is growing because 3 years ago we kind of changed our perspective a bit and working more and more in primary schools. So we needed more workers. So our financial needs are growing. And 25 years ago, we had lots of supporters get on board, and they've stuck with us over the years. But as our trustee keeps saying, something's happening. God keeps calling them home, so they're not giving anymore, you know. So we're losing some of our long-term supporters, and we have a real need for regular support. So our current needs. Consistent prayer for both our workers and the trustees. The workers that we have are at the forefront of Christian mission. They are encroaching every day into the devil's territory. They are working sometimes in hostile environments, and the devil hates what they do and attacks them regularly, health-wise, physically, mentally, wears them out, practically. One of our workers couldn't go to do an assembly because somebody had nicked his number plates off his car, so he couldn't drive his car. So little practical things like that, you know, it just kind of unnerves you a little bit. So please, you know, if you've got a moment, please do pray for us and for our workers. Support. Send an odd email to a member of our team, one of our workers. You can look on the website, and they all have their individual emails. And just say, you know, today I'm praying for you. I'm thinking about you. Because that's a real encouragement. Because quite often, you know, people like you know, like Sarah, might have to go into 3 or 4 different schools in a day on her own. You know, so it's nice to know that people are praying for her. And sometimes you just need that little bit of an encouragement. Finance, we've got a real need for finance because, as I say, the work is growing. We have a need for regular financial support. A few pounds, the widow's mite is what we work on, can make a massive difference. And we need new trustees. So if you know anything about money, finance, or websites or anything like that, speak to me afterwards. We'd love to see you on board. Finally, how can you support us? Well, you can support us by, as I say, becoming a volunteer or a trustee. You can support us by getting the newsletter, and we do that through either snail mail, or you can sign up to get it email-wise. We send out regular updates of our work and what we're doing. You can donate if you'd like. If we'd like you to donate, there's some forms on the table at the back if you can prayerfully consider that. And as I say, pray for us regularly. And if you're one of these people who think you forget, there's some fridge magnets on the table at the back. Take a fridge magnet and just slap it on your fridge at home, and then perhaps when you're in the kitchen having a brew in the morning, you can think, I'll just pray for Sarah today as she goes about her work. So as I say, if you want to know more about us, there's a leaflet like this on the table at the back and a pen. Please sign up with your email address, and we'll make sure you go on our database, and you'll get regular updates of our ongoings and what we're doing. Thank you for this opportunity today to share with you about our work, and I value your continued prayer as we seek to be obedient to what God has called us to do as a trust in this town and in this area. We are unique. The nearest trust like Christians in Schools is in Chester, so there isn't another one quite like us round about. So we are blessed to be able to do what we do. Thank you.